All right, with winning screenwriter Noah Mochier, hopefully I said your last name right. Say it. Say your last name again.
Mochi.
Okay. Blue Idaho is the winning screenplay. This is a very intense film. Well, if it was made into a film, it's a very intense screenplay right now. Can you give people a pitch? What's the screenplay about?
Well, it's about a surgical nurse who is transgender, and she fled away from her rural town in Idaho from an abusive upbringing. So she fled to Portland, Oregon, and she went to nursing school. She met her best friend. She transitioned, and she was very secretive about her life, and she fell in love, and her boyfriend, who couldn't handle her identity, so she fled to California, where she lives a very pristine, sterile life, and her work is her armor. And then, like a germ who's infecting everything, Dr. Brown, the new surgical intern, he approaches her, and it's like a love connection forming. And so it's like Portland all over again, and she spirals down, and she commits an attempt to suicide. So, and then she goes to an off-grid retreat for mental healing.
So there's a lot going on, but you're from Belgium, correct?
True.
So you why did you set it in the United States, the film in the United States?
That's a great question. I've always dreamt of eventually moving abroad to the United States. Is a certain as a European, is always a certain allure to the United States. And for some reason, Idaho always appealed to me. I think it's a very fascinating state.
Have you
And
been
I
there
think
before?
I've never been there before, but I
Okay.
have friends. I have friends who've been there.
Okay.
And I think also I think it's a very current topic, or like social debate,
Yeah.
like with the whole trans identity. And for me, I just wanted to tell a story without catering to the left or to the right. Just let these characters be, and let the audience have their own opinion or perspective on things of the matter.
Gotcha. I mean, but this there's a journey of this character, Blue, right? Like they go through a lot. Let's just say it lightly, I guess.
Yes. It's a very redemptive story, and the main goal for me is that each member of the audience who would watch this turn into film is like each person that, even though he or she isn't trans or gay or whatever, that everyone's struggling with their own personal demons, or feel like whatever happened to their personal life, maybe they think they are beyond the point of no return, that maybe redemption is always a possibility. So that is like the main theme for me as a writer.
Perseverance and it's almost like it's this like trans the kind of the transitioning, but it's almost discovering who they are,
True.
like in their soul, right? Not about female, male, they, them. It's about like who are you? Like what's like kind of like that's the most I always like kind of like say that someone's sex is like almost like the most boring thing about them. Like who really are, you know what I mean? Like who, but we seem to be consumed by that, right? And but what is like, but it's your script is about like this person and who they really are and what they go through and what makes them tick and what makes them
Yes,
a
true.
human being, I guess, right?
True, because for the main character, being gay was something that happened to him, and but his family was very dismissive towards that, and that shaped his identity, and in a very abusive way, and that's why he was like f fleeing from his identity, and then he created a whole new identity just to thrive. And this is like one of the main questions that the therapist ask Blue is like, are you in fact a woman, or are you like a version that you created for yourself to survive? And I think that's a very loaded question, no matter what the topic is. I think it's a question that really makes people think about their own personal hurdles and things that they go through in life.
Yeah, exactly. So what was your motivation for writing this story?
Well, I'm a detransitioner myself. So I lived as a trans woman for over 17 years. So for me, it was a very huge journey. And I started acting a couple of years ago, and I have a very good acting coach, Adam Davenport, and he's a great Chabuk technique teacher. And he was like, he really makes you get in touch with your personal demons and struggles, and finding your own voice through already existing characters. And he was like, maybe you have to find your niche as a person, as an actor, and as a writer, and you can write your own personal stories to elevate your career, or like,
Okay.
or what is the message that you want to share to people. So for me, it was like a very big immersive journey of writing this script, and hopefully being able to portray one of these characters myself. So
The lead character, I'm assuming.
I hope so. Yes.
So then it's almost like that the acting class was a therapy session for you.
It is. It is. It's I think this, if acting is taught right, then it's therapeutic. So I think if you want to become a great actor, then you really need to, like, the Stanislavski way is like the first step in Stanislavski is one of the great acting teachers. It's like, work on your instrument first. This is like the basic step, and it's what's something I learned, like, work on your instrument. Like, who are you? Who are you as a person? Before you need to know who you are before you can really get in touch with other characters or portray other characters. So that's what I did. I worked on my instrument.
You transitioned. Do you mind asking how old you were?
Early 20s.
Okay. And then you're transitioning back.
That was like 2 years ago. Yeah.
Or now you transition. So what
Yeah.
do you like, I'm just curious because it's obviously a very kind of poignant issue as we're doing this podcast, especially in the Western, especially in the United States where you set the film. It's a divisive, it's a political issue. Do you think you're too young to transition in the tw in your 20s?
I think it's for me, I really don't want to like form this debate, but I think it's for each person and each situation, it's different.
Sure.
For me, I'm
And
like,
but a general emotional state, I guess, right? That someone's at.
I think it depends on each person and what his or hers background is. And like, for me, I was lucky to have a very supportive family, but it depends on how your upbringing is. And for me, I think, when do you really know what you want in life or who you are in life? I think that's a journey. No matter what the topic is, I think people are forever changing and growing as their souls are evolving. So for me, I think people are always learning about themselves.
Yeah, 100%. So yeah, though I know it's kind of a general question. I was just
I
curious.
know, but I'm just like, for me, it's like, I really want, like, having a trans protagonist is very rare in movies.
Yeah.
Especially like one who really excels at her job, because mostly trans people are portrayed in movies as marginalized or like prostitutes or
Yeah, totally. Yeah. It's
But for
but
me,
there's
it
so
was like it,
many out there,
yeah.
yeah.
So it was like great to have like this really bold trans protagonist lead this story. But for me, it's like I don't like I really don't want like that the story gonna be like be dismissed of because it's a tr
Yeah. So hopefully you'll come back.
We're back. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you're
Like,
just out for like 2 seconds. Go ahead.
okay. So I really want this to be like a general, like a feature length movie
Yeah.
without falling into a sub category.
And I think that's very well reading. Yeah, it's very smart on your part to kind of just let the audience kind of come up with their own conclusions, right? So, but there's things that are there, right? So, but it's also controversial, the script, right?
It is.
About transitioning back, because some people would be, well, why, like some people who transitioned, why make a film about this? You know what I mean? Like, that's the controversial aspect of it.
I know because I think for maybe for some trans people, detransitioning feels like foreign or maybe a concept they don't understand or like maybe a possible threat. But I think it shouldn't be. Just like for me, it's just like a journey, and everyone is on their individual journey, whatever leads that towards to. Because as like there's also very Christian. A Christian religious aspect in the movie. It's like one of these supporting characters is like a very religious, grounded, supportive character. And for me, it's also like a very niche character in current films. It's like this, yeah, like somebody who's very proud of religious and. That there can be a debate between a queer person and a religious person. And yeah, this for me like building bridges between two different points of view without being judgmental.
Yeah, exactly. So, but what's your reaction if somebody would say, why make a story about this? About somebody kind of who transitions back?
Well, first of all, I think because it's a very authentic story because like it's very relatable to me,
Yeah.
and the transitioners are out there, and it doesn't mean that they reject being queer or whatever. It's a part of their journey, and I think my main goal for this script was like. To celebrate identity and to celebrate the
Yeah.
personal journey that people make. Like I work as a registered nurse, and I come I walk among all aspects of life. I've watched different group of people and different situations and illnesses and everything. And no matter who you are in life. We always have like one main threat. And it's like you want to be happy or you want to be healthy and you want to excel in life. And this, for me, that's why like this is redemptive story.
Yeah. So basically happy, healthy, and kind of wanting to achieve something, want to kind of make a mark, I guess. That's the three pillars of the human psyche.
Yeah, to me it is, and this is what this protagonist really does. It's like she's searching, she's trying to find a way to be acknowledged by society and for herself also. She wants to breathe and she wants to find her space, but she's so afraid of
Yeah.
the external reactions that she's like she's afraid of potential loss that she's not allowing herself to live. But she's through these characters and through therapy, she's finding these voices that's like mirror her inner thoughts and like challenge her and change her whole perspective and then the whole concept of self-love.
The self-love, yeah. And that's the perseverance of this character. So there's obviously some biographical aspects in your script, except
True.
that it seems like your parents
Yes.
accept who you are, so you have love, which is a huge thing, right? Like that's a gigantic that it leads to confidence, it leads to basically being able to maneuver life without having too much kind of like you have that fallback of that love, that security of your family. But then the other thing is that so you change that in the script. And then the
Yes.
other thing you change, so obviously to lead to more conflict, I guess, or kind of to have more of a relatable story with people who didn't have that family background, right? So
True,
that love, yeah.
because yeah, it's indeed for conflicts and
Yeah.
also for because many queer people have unfortunately became victim of like abuse
Yeah.
and so I wanted to like give a voice to them. Yeah, like the same thing with why do you choose a detransition story? It's like I want to give voice to the voiceless in
Voice
some
of the
that kind of
voiceless.
way. Yeah.
And so that must have been a pretty like you've gone through two major kind of changes in your life. Like if you really think about it, that's something that's very brave. And then you chose it to be in the United States, which well, what's the feeling in Belgium? What's the consensus of trans rights and people transitioning? What's the It seems like a pretty liberal country.
Yes, it's a pretty liberal country. I think it's like neutral, then more like towards the left. So it's well accepted.
Yeah. It's also very like how many people live in Belgium?
I think around 11 million.
So it's a very small country in terms of
Yeah,
the.
it's like New York.
Yeah, well, no, New York, there's actually more people living in New York, but basically, but it's a very small country in terms of like maneuvering. So like the United States has 300 million people in a very
No.
small pocket of land, right? So it's like, you know,
Condensed, yeah.
so but like just like Canada has 30 million, so people can change laws faster, maneuvering, there's less lobbying, there's less, you know, so. So I know you have the European Union to deal with, but it's a very kind of small pocket, and so that's very good. So then, and then obviously the United States has more kind of a commercial appeal, I guess, if it's set in the United States as well.
Yes, but like I also love the difference between like rural America and urban America.
Yeah.
And this is what I also try to showcase in the script is like Blue comes from a very rural a small town in Idaho. But she the story starts in like LA with skyscrapers and a fancy hospital. But then they go back to like Northern California, where it's like more secluded, like farm, forest, area. So it is like
Well,
a mix
in the
between.
inlands of California, right?
Yeah.
The San Francisco, kind of the Bay Area, is pretty
Yeah,
busy.
toward or yeah, toward or Oregon.
Yeah.
So yeah.
So
Yeah.
you've been to the United States?
The East Coast.
Yeah.
I'm writing about the West Coast, but I went to the East Coast.
Yeah.
But in general, I really love the American feel and I have like I'm all, I have also like a more like international character myself, like because I'm very bubbly, outgoing person, and Belgians in general are more like reserved. Yeah. I always feel at home when I'm at the States. So
Oh wow. Even now.
yeah, I think yeah, I think no matter like politics aside, it's like I think the American dream is a great thing, and then what America can represent represent is something amazing.
Okay, so you and then so yeah, by the way, great script. I'm very honored, and you're like a registered nurse, so this is something that you had to do. Like, that's a very stressful job, very intensive job. Sometimes you don't have much energy when you finish your shift, one would assume. And you wrote this script on the side.
It's frustrating because sometimes you have like this really cool, creative vibe, and like you really want to submerge yourself in this world you are creating, and like these characters are like my babies, and like they are talking to me, and like I want to nurture them, and then it's like, oh no, I have to go to work. And I think that's something that most writers will experience, but it's really frustrating. But on the other hand, like being a nurse, it gains so much insight in the human psyche, in the human,
Yeah.
and yeah, the basic needs of what makes people tick.
And what does make people tick? I guess you've seen people like on their close to dying, which is an interesting perspective, right? What they're thinking about.
Yeah, I've seen people at the highest and the lowest. I've worked in hospice. I've worked in hospice. I've worked in psych ward,
Yeah.
surgery. I've so, but like in general, like just people are so different, but yet so alike. And so I think we should celebrate differences, but we should always find a way to bridge the commonalities. And that's also what we learn in acting, is like find a commonality in pain with your co-player,
Yeah.
and that what makes it excel.
So before we leave you, we always ask in the blog interview people what film they watch the most times in their life. Do you remember what you said?
The Green Mile.
The Green Mile, which goes back. You must have been a young.
I was, I think, 15 when it
Okay.
came out. Yeah, and it was there's something so haunting about this movie. It's like the whole idea of like being your own judge and executioner, and like even if you try to be like the main, like the character John, who is like he's so warm-hearted, and yet he's so judged. And he, like even like there's always something, and there's always like an evil in life that tries to creep up and try to steal your light. And but it's such a hopeful movie. And there's one line in this movie when he look at Tom Hanks, and he's like, "I'm so tired, boss." And this line is for me is like,
Yeah.
it gets me every time.
And it's got a great twist to it. It was Darabont's follow-up to Shawshank Redemption, and which was the commercial failure, but it's like this landmark film that everybody has seen, right? That it's like it's on everybody's top 10 list of greatest movies of all time. So Green Mile's got kind of like gets lost in the shuffle in terms of with his comparison to Shawshank, but it's a great movie. It really is. And it just got really great. It's just like it's about the human psyche. It's about this character, like which is brilliantly played, but he like it's like and then they make this choice. I don't want to give if people haven't seen the film, it's 30 years old, but it's like people haven't seen it, they should watch it. And I don't want to give away the ending, but it's like
True.
really great twist and like in a but in a not in like a gotcha way, in a human way. Right, like it was like, oh, okay, that makes sense, right? Like it, and yeah, it's really great, and it's kind of contained, right,
True.
in terms of like the locations. So it's very like one, it's kind of like in one main location.
True. And
Yeah.
also like how the movie opens with the like he's an elderly version of the main
We don't know
character.
that, right? We don't know that, right?
But it opens in the nursery home, right?
Yeah, but we don't know that it's the same character. Do we know
Yeah,
that? Or
true, true, yeah, true, yeah. Yeah.
yeah. Who's Reverend Alden on Little House on the Prairie? That goes, but people don't like goes way back, right? So basically, So yeah, then yeah, Tom Hanks, a star vehicle, so they gave it that. That's during his peak of like stardom, right? So they any movie he was in, they were giving this huge kind of marketing campaign around, right? So a lot of people saw it, and yeah, it's a great film.
Yes, I agree. So thank you, like, for having me on this podcast. Like, I watch other interviews, and it's really great to hear these other screenwriters like share their stories and yeah, the way they think. And I think it's a really great podcast.
No, I appreciate that. That's a really good, that makes me feel good. So so just keep writing, and this is a great script. It's good. It's winning awards, so you're getting it out there to the world. And yeah, I just wish you the best. Like, and you were very candid in the blog interview as well. Like, you dug deep, to say the least, with the screenplay.
Thank
You fought, I'm assuming you fought some fears, and you really kind of got to the emotional core of this character.
you. True, it is. Yeah, and I did. And just hope I'll find some production company that really wants to take the script on, and it would be awesome.
All right, let's talk again when we showcase another script of yours, or when this is
Okay.
made into a film.
All right, let's hope so.